Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Critical Thinking in a Generative World. There's something happening right now that we can't ignore. Students can generate answers, fast, clean, impressive answers. And then on the surface, it can look like thinking. But generating something is not the same as understanding it. We know that. And it's definitely not the same as thinking critically about it. But before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is my dad showing up for his grandkids. I know it's not easy for him, but he's always willing to go to soccer games, to basketball games, whatever it is. That kind of presence matters. The second thing that I'm thankful for is my hardworking kids. I see the effort they put in, the way they show up, and that means a lot. That work ethic, it matters. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is medicine that helps people. Simple, but powerful. The fact that there are things out there that can help people heal and feel better, that's something I'm really thankful for. Well, let's get back into the main topic, y'all. We are entering a space where students don't always have to think first. They can generate. They can copy, adjust, and submit. But that raises a bigger question. Are they actually thinking? So the topic, once again, is critical thinking in a generative world. Generating is not the same as thinking. Students can produce answers quickly now. But speed doesn't mean depth. Just because something looks complete doesn't mean it was thought through. Like when an answer sounds right, but the student can't explain it. Y'all, that's a signal that hey, something's going on here. And thinking requires processing, not just producing. And we have to recognize the difference. Critical thinking requires struggle. I love a good productive struggle in the classroom. Thinking deeply isn't always easy. It takes effort. It takes time. It takes working through confusion. When you have a student who sits with a problem and wrestles with it, that struggle is part of thinking. That is part of that productive struggle. If everything is instant, that part disappears. And that's where we lose something important and so precious and valuable in classroom environment and learning. Critical thinking grows in the struggle, not in the shortcut. And we have to protect that space. Students, they need to explain their thinking. Being able to explain matters. Not just what the answer is, but how they got there. You have a student who maybe gives you an answer and then you say, hey, why does that make sense? You come right out and say to that student, why does that make sense? And a student trying to work through a response to that reveals whether they actually understand. Explanation forces thinking. It slows things down and it makes learning visible. Questions matter more than answers in this time. Strong questions lead to deeper thinking, not just finding answers, but challenging students, asking, is this always true? Or what might be missing here? That shifts the focus from finishing to thinking. And that's where growth happens. Students, they need to evaluate what they generate. If students are using tools to generate ideas, we don't want to necessarily villainize that, but they need to evaluate those ideas, not just to accept them. Like looking at something and asking, is that accurate? Or does this actually make sense? That step matters. That step is so critically important for us to teach to young people, because without it, thinking is skipped. Using tools without evaluation is not thinking. It's just accepting. It's truly just blindly accepting something and not questioning it or evaluating the quality of the information we're being given. Thinking happens in conversation. Talking through ideas builds thinking. Hearing different perspectives matters. When you have students discuss and challenge each other, that pushes their thinking further. It's not just internal, it's shared, and that deepens understanding. Teachers create space for thinking. Thinking, it doesn't happen by accident. It happens when we design for it. When we as teachers ask better questions, when we give time, when we pause instead of rushing to the next thing, that space allows thinking to happen. And we control that space. That is critical and so necessary for us to do. And not all tasks require thinking. Let's just acknowledge that as well. There are some tasks that are surface level, and that's okay sometimes. But when we have to be intentional, like knowing when we're asking for recall versus when we're asking for thinking, that clarity is critical. That clarity matters, because not everything builds critical thinking. Students, they build confidence through thinking. When students think through something and arrive at understanding, that builds confidence. It's different than just being given an answer. When a student says, hey, oh, I get it now, that moment, it matters because it's theirs. And critical thinking is the skill that lasts. It endures over time. Information will change. Tools will change, but thinking stays. The ability to analyze, the ability to question, the ability to decide, those are things that are critically important, and that carries forward real life situations beyond school. Analyzing, questioning, and deciding, those carry way far beyond a classroom environment. And that's what students need. And that's what we're building, or that's what we should be building. Critical thinking is what makes learning transferable. And that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. As I do reflective pleasure, I do want to say that when you step back and really look at this, this isn't about removing tools. It's not about going backward. It's about being clear on what matters, because students will have access to more information and to more answers than we ever did. But access isn't the goal. Thinking is. And if we keep that at the center of what we do as educators, if we keep creating spaces where students have they have to take time to slow down, to explain, to question, and make sense of things, then we are doing the work that actually lasts. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.